In a world where it takes a beast to entertain you, the Beast Gang Podcast.
All right. So, welcome to the 2017 Golden Beast Awards, where we talk about our best of, worst of, and most disappointing movies of 2017. So, I'll start it off. So, as my best of, I'm going to put down It, which I enjoyed a lot. I think that was only 9 I gave this year. Ingrid Goes West, which was a movie about social media. War for the Planet of the Apes. Spider-Man Homecoming, From Out of Left Field, Boss Baby. I like that movie a lot. One movie was Wind River. I reviewed that one, and also another movie was The Killing of a Sacred Deer, which is an independent film that was very good. Get Out, one of the older movies of this year, John Wick Chapter 2, and also Split, which was a great kind of thriller movie. I think there was some dissension about how much people like that, and also Get Out to a certain extent. But as the worst of, I have down a couple of movies. The House, which was Will Ferrell. Baywatch, terrible. Jigsaw, terrible. American Assassin, terrible. Death Note from Netflix, terrible. Killing Hasselhoff, utterly abysmal. The Emoji Movie, bad. Justice League Dark, bad. Unforgettable, terrible movie.
Hold on, Unforgettable, was that with Rosario Dawson?
Yes. Thank God for screener tickets. Kong Skull Island.
Whoa. What the fuck? That was not bad.
Resident Evil, The Last Chapter. Live by Night. Transformers, The Last Night. But one of the worst movies of this year was The Dark Tower.
Oh, God, yeah.
And also Murder on the Orient Express, which we gave a negative score to. And as my most disappointing movies, so these are movies that did not live up to expectation. One that's very dear to my heart, Kingsman, The Golden Circle. So disappointed in that movie.
Yeah, I know you were kind of blown by that shit.
As much as I like that first movie, is a 10, 9.5 to me. I think I gave this one maybe a 6, I believe. And continuing on, it is Blade Runner. Really disappointing. Next movie, Ghost in the Shell. Movie after that, something that James and I kind of agree on, at least score-wise, A Cure for Wellness. Because that movie has so much potential. It decided to go into a couple of different directions and did not know what movie it wanted to be. The next movie is a movie that is also dear to my heart. The original is, which is called Sleepless Night, but the Jamie Foxx version, which he even doesn't like himself, is called Sleepless. And another movie I forgot to mention was The Discovery that was on Netflix. What happens to the brain when people die. That was disappointing. And the last movie, which is slightly disappointing, also controversial just because of one actor, Baby Driver. So, Keith, what are your movies for 2017?
Best movies, I'm going to say Marvel, once again, did no wrong, pretty much, in terms of movies, the cinematic universe. So Thor Ragnarok, Guardians of the Galaxy, good stuff all around. Those two were fantastic movies. Thor Ragnarok, I didn't anticipate liking it as much as I liked it, but I'm glad to have been pleasantly surprised. Justice League, I thought that movie was going to be crap. Didn't have a whole lot of hopes for that, but I actually liked the movie, so it was pretty good. I won't say it's the best. I was impressed by what I saw so far, and it did something that I didn't think and maybe hopeful for the DC universe. War of the Planet of the Apes, I benefited something from the rest of the Beast Gang is that I saw the entire Planet of the Apes series in order before watching this movie a day later. So I came into it with fresh eyes, with the first two films fresh in my mind, and that War of the Planet of the Apes was some good shit. So definitely kudos on that. One movie that wasn't mentioned was Marshall. That was an outstanding movie. It was relevant to today. So I thought it was a fantastic film. Best of TV, I'm going to say topping it off is going to be Crown Season 2 and The Ozark. Justin Bateman and Laura Linney TV show on Netflix. Outstanding work on both hands, and it was a nice quirky drama. I enjoyed it a lot. Star Trek Discovery is actually pretty good. I loved it. I thought it was a good sign. Yeah. I can't wait for the second season. Star Wars was interesting enough. The Last Jedi was a lot better than I thought it was and actually made me feel positive for the movies moving forward to a degree. Unfortunately, I have still have no zero faith that Abrams can do anything, that he won't fuck it up in some kind of way, but I'm willing to give it a shot. The worst, gonna say flat out, was that damn Murder on the Orient Express. Anytime I fall asleep and then wake up and it's still terrible. I mean, that movie was terrible. I'm gonna tell you right now, Barry, I was pissed that I woke up in that movie and you were gone. I was like, this son of a bitch left me in it. And I'm watching this movie and I'm like, this movie's terrible. This is pure torture. I mean, it doesn't matter we were in Vegas. It doesn't matter that I was slightly tipsy. It doesn't matter that I've been walking like 20 miles and stuff. That movie was fucking terrible.
I had high hopes for that because I like movies like that.
I do too.
I remember I was talking to Barry. I was like, man, I want to see that. And then from what y'all told me, I was like, oh, hell no. I can't do two movies like that. I'm sorry.
Absolutely, utterly garbage. That movie was terrible. With that said, in terms of worst TV show, unfortunately, I got to put Iron Fist. Not worth the price of Netflix at all. And it was total garbage. Didn't like it at all. And in terms of what's bad, fuck life, yo. I'm going to tell you something right now.
No, you fucking have to
hate
life.
I fucking hate movies where in order to progress the plot, people do dumb shit. This is a movie where everyone could have lived had everyone done the right thing. God damn. So, I mean, that movie was fucking terrible. It was fucking terrible. It was predictable in how terrible it was. It was just a dumb fucking movie. All the people characters deserve to die. They deserved all the pain that they received. And I almost wish it was real that they did die that bad. Fuck that movie. I was trying to keep it positive, man.
Wish they all die in real life. What?
Dark Tower was like some shit. Idris Elba was the only good part about that movie. Unfortunately, because I read the original Dark Tower series, or at least up until a certain point, I knew something behind it. I understood what they were trying to do, but in the end, it was a disappointing, poor action film. Like from what they tried to do with it. And
if they had better gunfights, it would have made it a lot better.
If they'd have had a halfway decent director, it would have been a lot better movie. But the director was up to the task. And it's clearly evident.
All right. Any disappointing movies?
Disappointing. Say Blade Runner 2049 was a beautiful film, but it was just didn't sell it way too long.
It was style over substance with that movie.
And I think what happened is that they actually had some brilliant ideas, but it got lost in all the stuff they were putting out there. It didn't need to be 2.5 hours long, and it didn't have to go through all that stuff. Another disappointer, Ghost in the Shell. It basically took the movie, the animated film, and turned it into a movie.
A boring one.
It turned it into a boring movie, which is kind of odd considering the subject matter. I mean, they could have like spiced it up a little bit. That would have benefited from a Hollywood makeover of turning into just an action flick or something. And they didn't go as deep as the original subject matter would. So you end up having this like kind of weak, floppy back and forth on it and stuff. Again, that was more style over actual substance and someone not being able to actually deliver on the subject matter and stuff. Transformers, The Last Night. You all know I oftentimes give films that are considered poor or bad or that go against the grain. I have no defense for this film other than the IMAX shots were very pretty and Michael J's explosions were very explosion-y. Other than that, it was classic Michael Bay garbage. It was pretty damn bad. And how are you going to have Optimus Prime in a movie for only 5 minutes?
Unicron, right? Is stupid.
I don't know where they're going with this. Steven Spielberg, you are missed. Your guiding hand is solely missed on this. He's gone off to greener pastures.
Okay. So, James.
Like, to be honest with you guys, I don't have that many top movies. I have a lot of bad movies. But I'm going to give you the best ones off the top of my head. I'm going to start with John Wick. I like John Wick for the simple fact that it carried on the story from the first chapter, which is actually how it should be. It should be a good transitional movie. I thought it was. Had good action sequences and it also built its own world. Like you felt that you were in a world of assassins. So I kind of enjoyed that as well. So that's one of my top movies of the year. Next top movie, Get Out. Get Out was also a great movie. It delved into what most minorities feel in situations like that. It is a state of being extremely uncomfortable and it dug into that fear, dug into that whole stigma. So I thought it was a good psychological horror. Also, pretty decent Annabelle Creation. Annabelle was also a very good horror movie. Like I said, horror movies don't get a lot of respect, but this movie actually this is a sequel, but a prequel. It's a sequel to the first Annabelle, but it's telling the backstory. This should have came first in the original movie that came out before this shouldn't even been made. That's how good this one was. It just superseded its predecessor.
It's kind of like that Ouija series of movies that it's like, how do you come back with a great movie after a crappy one?
Exactly. And the funny thing about it, the girl that was in Ouija, she was in Annabelle, the little girl. She was in this. She need to be in every horror movie from now on. Got to touch. She did something, and I mean, I don't know. That movie was just way better than the first movie. Another movie I'm going to touch on, Logan. I mean, it's a good send-off to Hugh Jackman as Wolverine. Great emotional story, even though we found out some things about the making of that kind of tarnished it a little bit, but it was still a great
movie. Hugh Jackman was not
in
that movie. Hugh Jackman's body double was in the movie more than Hugh Jackman was.
Yep. Right. One movie I'm going to have on here that I would say a lot of people would probably find very surprising was Happy Death Day.
Yeah.
That was a very good movie.
I have to agree with that one.
It was well done. It didn't take itself too seriously, but at times it did take itself seriously. It had the perfect balance. It was something that wasn't expected, especially from this genre, because it's a teen scream horror film, but it was very good. It kind of reminded me of, I would say, Scream, the first Scream. Like, when it came out, it was fresh. It was something new. It was different.
So it's like Scream and the CW show mixed together.
It was perfect. But you knew that coming in just by how they advertised it, but it actually had some depth to it. So it was a great movie. One, it had big shoes to fill, especially with the TV movie, which had a cult following. It was very well received. So with that being out there, I think it lived up to the expectations and maybe created its own, because the Pennywise was totally different from the Pennywise that we saw on TV, which is understandable because it's a TV movie compared to a rated R movie. So I wish they would have dug deeper into some of the backstories of the characters. I mean, I guess I could understand why they didn't, because it is a long book. It's a long read, and I'm quite sure that they couldn't fit all the information in one movie. So, like I said, they lived up to a creep factor, created its own creep factor. It did everything right. It was a great movie. I enjoyed it. And like I said, it created its own name instead of being outshadowed by its predecessor. Now, worst movies of the year for me, The Bye-Bye Man.
What was wrong with it, James?
I was bragging about it. Like, man, I want to see The Bye-Bye Man. I want to see this shit.
How can that movie be anything but dumb?
Hey, man, I'm a horror fan. So I'm always looking for something that's different, something new, something original. So I wanted to see what this was about. Had a good idea, had a good premise, but the whole execution was horrible. Horrible. Horrible, horrible, horrible. But I will say this. I will watch that movie over again before I watch Resident Evil. Okay, Resident Evil was also piss poor. It's not a cash cow anymore. Has it ever been a cash cow? Like, probably since the second movie? No. So why continue this on? Why? Why? There's no reason. It was called Last Chapter, right? But they led up to believe that there's going to be another one.
Hopefully
not. So now you're lying. You're a shitty movie and you're lying to us, too. Be ashamed. This is perhaps the worst movie I've ever seen in my life. Excuse me, I've seen a lot of shitty movies.
I've been there for some of those bad movies.
Yes, you have, but you weren't there for this one. And I want an award for this from every listener. Mother was the worst movie I've ever
seen. James was so angry when we recorded that podcast.
This movie was advertised to be something that is sure the fuck was not. This is an artsy fartsy film, which is fine. I'm cool with artsy films. Eraserhead was an artsy film. And I like Eraserhead, but I knew it was an artsy film. This does not give you the impression of being an artsy film. Instead, you come in and all your senses are just being like just torn apart by this bullshit that you see on the fucking screen. So, with that being said, that is the worst movie that I've ever seen in the history of all movies. And I'm not joking. I thought that Back from Hell, 1990, was the worst movie I've ever seen. This supersedes it. I can't. You got Jennifer Lawrence in it. She ain't hot. You know, give me something good.
Crowd surfing baby scene.
Like, right.
Eat the baby.
Okay. Because this year has not been a good year for movies, in my opinion. I'm going to end on one other movie. Death Note. Death Note was...
It was abysmal.
Pretty awful. I didn't even know the source material like that, but when I watch a movie and I know there's some type of backstory to it or it's based off some type of source material, I always try to research it, figure out what's going on so I can at least know what I'm getting into. And I did that, and the anime is 1,000 times better than the movie. The movie was just a fake-me-out Final Destination, just without it being good or decent. But the most disappointing thing would be Justice League. I was hoping it would be better. I'm not saying it was a bad movie, but I was just hoping it would be better. Last one, this isn't a movie, but it is a TV show. Iron Fist. Very disappointing. Very disappointing to the point that I could barely finish it. There was nothing good about it. Destroyed the chain of good Marvel Netflix series. Everything else was good. Daredevil. Daredevil season 2. Jessica Jones. Luke Cage. And then Iron Fist.
Well,
the Defenders was a little bit better.
Well, I would consider the Defenders also disappointing.
Yeah, no, no, it is. But it's, in my opinion, it's slightly better than Iron Fist. I could watch the Defenders again. I can stomach Iron Fist. And the reason why Defenders was not that great was because they focus on Iron Fist. He's the weak character. That is it for me.
All right, Matt.
All right, we'll start off with the positives. I like John Wick. James touched on it earlier. You kind of felt like you're in your own universe, as well as Planet of the Apes. Planet of the Apes had nice fleshed out characters with great pacing and emotional connection. Thor Ragnarok, I liked as well. It was a different theme than the first two terrible Thor movies. So far left field as far as the tone, kind of Guardians of the Galaxy feel, but it worked very well. Believe it or not, I like Wonder Woman, one of the few DC movies that got it right, although the last fight scene was just terrible. But outside of that, I thought it was pretty good. Spider-Man Homecoming returned to its roots of what Spider-Man should have been, rather than go off on all these tangents like the other movies that was previously released. Hopefully this will be the last reboot that they do and continue with the same actor and have the continuity of character as well as outstanding villains. Guardians of the Galaxy 2 continued a great tradition of humor along with plots. It went well with the rest of the Marvel Universe. Logan, 17 years too late, but better late than never. The Logan that we are always waiting for. It as well, a great classic that it fit today's modern era without feeling like a rehash. And last but not least, Get Out. Get Out was pretty awesome. Unpredictable until the end with some humor as well.
All right, your worst movies?
Did Power Rangers come out this year?
Yes.
Terrible. Just terrible. Go from teenagers who don't have any fighting skills to all of a sudden beating up alien rock monsters, and experts in flying robot monsters. I'm pretty sure none of them had a crash course, or at least it wasn't on YouTube or anything like that. Other movies I didn't like. I didn't like Star Wars, The Last Jedi. Terrible plot holes with a movie that has such deep, deep stories that extended beyond the cinematic universe. They could have went in so many different directions. They decided to go on a new direction, more than likely to cater towards today's population, but they failed miserably. That's how come there's so much backlash on this movie. Second or worst movie, and these are just movies that I've seen. I'm pretty sure there's other worst movies. Transformers, Last Night. I don't know what the hell he was thinking.
Agreed.
And I don't understand the whole point with King Arthur and Transformers. That was just so far-fetched. Nazis.
And like even when you had mentioned to that to us beforehand, it was like, hey, Transformers The Last Night is going to have King Arthur in it. Like, that's a dumb idea.
Dude, I told you guys that like 2 years ago. And you guys laughed at me. I was like, no, I think that's what it is. Everything was in this fucking movie. The only thing that was missing was ninjas. But nope, they had Nazis.
Well, there is that samurai robot, so that's the closest you can get.
Okay, so I guess in that case, they did have a ninja up there. He did turn one of the robots over with one hand, if I remember right. Movie was terrible. How are you going to have broadcast Optimus Prime and all this stuff, and he's in there for 5 minutes? Really? And then the little girl that got on a Black Ops helicopter, how the hell did she get on base?
Yeah.
Did she have a magic ID card? What kind of security is this? No wonder we're losing the war. And then last but not least, Mother. What the hell? Artsy fartsy gone wrong. Just, it was just fucking terrible. Like, was Nazis in it? Rioting was in it. eating babies was in it. What the hell?
Because it made absolutely no damn sense was in
there
it.
There was no direction. No one knew what the hell this movie was other than an utter piece of crap.
James mentioned that there was a fingering scene.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you for bringing up bad memories, man.
Yeah, that was the older couple that was in the house. First, I think the guy was in the house, and then he stayed, and then his wife came by and was like, oh, let me go ahead and finger wash you on my lap. Let me go ahead and use your washer and dryer and throw your clothes all over the fucking place. I don't think he'll produce another movie again, and if so, it's probably for the artsy-fartsy folks.
Matt, you have any disappointing movies?
I'd definitely go with Star Wars. With such deep characters that they had, they went with this new route. I just, oh, no. And then things that just made no sense or hinted on, but then all of a sudden people could do it? No. And I guess the whole theme about, hey, you can be nothing and become something. That's not how Star Wars works. You have to come from a lineage of some sort.
All right. I will say that this has been a good year. On the movie front, maybe not so much. Because I think last year we kind of had better picks, but...
Hell yeah.
I didn't think this year was that bad.
Man, this year was horrible. Well, for me, it was horrible.
But
I don't think I ever gave that many low scores.
Yeah, but you know what? I mean, in it, I mean, you got to be pleasantly surprised with Get Out, It, Logan.
Yeah.
Planet of the Apes, John Wick. I mean, those were pretty standout movies.
Yeah, but they were at the beginning of the year.
But it was still the year.
Beginning of the year, then later on, it just, like, took a big old shit.
But it was something worth watching, though.
It's garbage.
Yeah. So, again, it's a good year, guys. I appreciate everything that you guys do.
I enjoy doing it. Keith's always wrong, but I enjoy doing it.
I'm just saying, it's been a good year for everybody. I appreciate it. Hopefully, we'll get some better movies next year. We have Black Panther to look forward to. We have Avengers to look forward to. Another Star Wars movie to look forward to. So, can I get a Beast Gang on three?
Let's do it. I'll let Keith do his Beast It Out or whatever.
All right, we Beast It Out on three. Like, go ahead.
Do it. 3, 2, 1. Fuck you.
You was about to do it too.
Goddamn right, yo. That's a shit.
It's a Beast Gang.
All right. Hey,
shit.
And that's the Beast Gang Podcast 2017, everybody. We're beasting out.
Yep.
You're now rocking with Beast Gang.
Extend those, he's bust. In these streets, we mobbing. You don't want no problems. In these streets we mobbing. Extend those, he's bust. In these streets, we mobbing. You don't want no problems. In these streets, we mobbing.
Can we wear my clothes?